If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we got a hot... hot interview coming to you today
with a hot British bird
from across the pond. Y'all remember Too Hot to Handle? Remember The Circle? Then you remember Chloe Veach on Reality Gaze today. Chloe,
so thank exciting. You for being.
I can't. Okay, full stop. You were our favorite person on Too Hot to Handle. Full stop.
By far.
No, truly.
But. Even though Harry was our favorite person to look at, you are still our favorite person.
You are still our favorite person. Even when you kissed Bryce and we went, no, no, no.
Do you not like Bryce?
He's fine. He is such a, we're both in Los Angeles, and he was such a guy who lives in Marina Del Rey on a boat. Like, he is that guy and tells everyone he lives on a boat in Marina Del Rey.
But we didn't like him at first, honestly, because we kind of wrote him off. But we ended up liking him. And we do understand why you kissed him. But I also totally think that if I slept with him on a boat in Marina Del Rey, I would probably have to take an antibiotic a day after.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I have to tell you that I did where once I was walking kind of in Beverly Hills area, and I walked and I see this beautiful tall man, and I look up and it's Harry Giles. And I went, Harry. And I said, hi, I'm a fan. I said, yeah, my name's Matt. I'm from Reality Gaze. We covered you, your show. And he went, not familiar. And he had no idea who I was. So it was very humbling. And I said, can I just take a picture? And that's my Harry story.
Oh, did you get a picture with him?
Yeah. I did. It was a very good picture.
Very tall.
He's
like nearly 7 foot.
Yeah.
But a boyfriend dick, what are you going to do? that's what he says. That's what he says.
He's doing the podcast thing too now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is doing the podcast thing.
And we're going to get into that, y'all, because Chloe has a podcast, and that's the majority of what we're going to talk about.
It's called Banging with Chloe.
Banging with Chloe Veach.
Banging.
It's on the Forever Dogs Eve podcast network. So that's where you can, and I'm sure you can listen to wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, you can just look up Chloe Banging with Chloe and you'll find it.
And it makes sense because I just want to talk a little bit on Too Hot to Handle. You were kind of one of the few people that like, you really jumped into the experiment of that show. And you really did. You were trying to be good, which was hilarious, but you also, so is this podcast, is Banging kind of a natural progression for you in that you're just, you seem to be authentically looking for like good sex and good love, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Lana suppressed me in the retreat on Too Hot to Handle, and now I'm off a bit. I feel like Banging the podcast is like freedom of speech about sex, and I love it. And I could talk about whatever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want, because we bring on different guests every week, and just talk about the stigmas and stuff to do with sex. A lot of stuff that I learned from Too Hot to Handle, I do drag on to the show now and again, because I think it was an experience.
Yeah.
Experience, yeah.
I think it's so interesting you talk about that. I'm looking at my notes here. So we actually on our podcast, we talk a lot about sex and our own sex lives, not because it's what the podcast is about, but it's just what we're dealing with of the moment. And I was listening one part of your podcast and you're like, yeah, I'm not feeling too well because I'm on my period today.
Yeah.
And you just tell it how it is. I agree. We are believers in just full transparency. And we believe what we talk about is we talk about sex positivity. And that mm-hmm. way people feel less shameful about talking about sex. And then it becomes something that is not, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have a lot of hangups about it. And then we all get more comfortable about it together. So exactly. That's where we are in it.
And to be honest with you, any women or men that are listening to this, queefing is normal.
Yes. Preach.
Everyone queefs. And I love it. And I love speaking about it. So that's why, that's some of the stigmas that we talk about, because there's so many guys that I've slept with in the past. Like, let's have it right. I love someone to smash my back door within. And talking about it on the podcast with other guests, sometimes they loosen up a little bit and they start telling me their filthy secrets, which is also really interesting. Because you know when you've got the celeb on and you're like, oh, how much can I get out of this person? And then you do, and you're like, yes!
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a good Saturday night for me. How much can I get out of this person?
Well, and I think for us, for our show, it's been helpful. And I think you're going to do this too, or you're doing this with your show, is that, as gay men from the South, of America, it's a different culture than like New York and things like that. And America is a very puritanical country. So we don't talk about sex a lot, much like British. There's properness, there's rules, there's etiquette. And so I think that we were surprised when we talked about our own sex lives, how many women came towards, I'll never forget one of my proudest Instagram messages of a woman who said, I bought my first vibrator and I'm 50 years old because of your show. So,
wow.
I know. I'm like, girl, I had mine at 15. I stole that from the convenience store and I was looking at pictures of Matthew McConaughey, you know? So did you grow up talking about sex? Was it something you could talk about in your household or was it something you had to work on?
To be honest with you, I got caught in the boys' toilets when I was in primary school. I was young, like them producers and casters for Too Hot to Handle did not miss a trick when it came to me, because they were like, you are definitely one of the most horniest people we've met. We're getting you on the show. Obviously, it was my first TV show, so I was a bit scared to break the rules. But then as soon as I come off it, went wild.
Yes.
But I've tested negative for everything. I'm clear. I'm in the clear. Had my results back the other day. Woohoo!
Good for you. Get tested regularly, everybody.
I love it.
You were talking a lot about, I was listening to the podcast, and I feel like you and Jake or Poodle might bond about this, is that you regularly recall your exes. So that way you can kind of keep keep your count low, or describe this. So how come you're always bringing the exes
Your body
back?
Count?
Yeah, so basically there's a thing in the UK where if you meet a guy and you go on a date with him, they always say, what's your body count?
Yeah.
And the body count is basically how many people you've slept with. And I think that's extremely rude for a man to ask a woman.
100%
agree.
Who cares? Who fucking cares? Because if I was rubbish in bed and I'd only slept with like one or two people, he would be like, oh, she was rubbish in bed.
Exactly.
Or if I'd slept with 100 people and I was amazing and I was confident and I was like liberated, he'd be like, oh, she was a right slag. Like, you can't win. Can't win. So one thing that we spoke about in the podcast was body count. And I love recycling exes. Because if I get bored or I don't want my numbers to go up, I'll just ring an ex. It's just so much easier.
I completely support this kind of recycling, because it's also better for the environment. Mm-hmm. You're not you're not having to text or call new people. You're not having to, mm-hmm. and it's so easy just to like, now
you're not using your data. You're not using any of your credit.
No, you're not having to spend extra money to go out on a date. You just call them and they're there. And yeah. for me, it's much easier on, if I'm on an app, just not to have those conversations that you don't have to have that like long 20 minutes of things saying, do you want to come over and bang me? You can just text an ex and say, hey, let's do it like we did last summer, period. Let's twist again like we did last summer. Be here in 10.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's and all you that happened.
Yeah.
And you know what dick you're getting, because sometimes you never know what dick you're going to get, because the pictures yeah. always lie.
The no, pictures they do. Always lie. Yeah.
And I'm trying to say this without offending anyone.
Oh,
not on our show. You're fine.
I don't like the look of dicks. I really don't like the look of them. And I love them inside me, but I just hate looking at them. Like I would never.
I think a lot of women have said that to me. That yes. they don't like the look of dicks. They look like one of my friends said. They look like aliens to people.
Sometimes hairless mole rats. Yeah. Or there's sometimes I will find someone with a really pretty, pretty little penis. But occasionally it's more utilitarian. Now, I do. It is kind of like Beauty and the Beast. You do fall in love with them. They may not be attractive, but you like what they are on the inside. So
yeah.
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 It is kind of that
now,
way.
Now I do. When I was younger, I was more shallow.
Of course.
I was speaking about this earlier. I think that's why I went on Too Hot, you know, because it's ridiculous. Sorry, I think I cut off a little bit. Someone's
that's okay. We get you.
We can hear you.
I was speaking about it earlier. Like when I was younger, I was so shallow when it comes to men. And I loved their looks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really care about their morality or like what goals they had or if they'd make a good dad.
Yeah.
Like, are you a criminal? Love it. I'm joking, by the way.
Well, if they're a criminal, chances are they're going to be a little freaky. So as long as you have a safe word, so long as when they're choking you, you can tap out. That's a good helpful hint. You guys be somewhere. If they're going to choke you, be able to tap out.
Wow. Jake does have some exes in that are incarcerated. So real talk.
I did. One of them is out now. Thank you. The other one is not.
Have you recycled him yet?
No, you know what? He slid into my DMs and wanted to say, how are you lately? And I was like, post-prison sex, not turning it down, but I might. I think he's going on his like Eat, Pray, Love right now. So he's doing his like, he was in South Africa to do something. And like, so I'm going to wait till he gets that out of his system and then like hit him up.
Mm-hmm. You let me know how that one goes.
Yes, we will, Chloe.
Oh, God.
So,
how would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year.
I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
I was going to ask you, like, one of those, you tell a story about, was this on the podcast, high-fiving someone after you both had sex.
Oh my gosh.
We need to know.
I need to know.
A good high five? Was it worth a high five? Or was it just all of a sudden the guy just went high five? And you're like, so, I guess I have to do this.
Honestly, I love talking about previous sex experiences on the podcast because I love the saucy DMs that you get afterwards. Like, yeah. Soon as you open up and you're vulnerable, like, I'm the rawest version of myself on banging, and the responses to that story were just I wish I could just name them all now, but the high five after having sex with a friend is very awkward.
Yeah.
There was no eye contact. Oh, there was eye contact, actually. There was a lot of eye contact, and that's what made it so awkward. Like, we got off the opposite end of the bed. Like, I got off the left, he got off the right, and then it was like a pyramid high five over the bed. And then we were just like, let's never do that again. It was really bad sex.
Oh, that is one of those things where you just go, as soon as they're outside the door, you go, ooh, clear myself. That'll never happen again. Woo. That's something to talk about. Never again. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, what do you do, like, when you have awkward sex? I've never luckily been in the position where I have sex with someone and then I'm like, right, can you leave now? I'm always the needy one. I'm the one that's like, do you want to go to the shop and get a kebab and then put some Netflix on and cuddle?
That is so lovely. I'm just like, you know, I got to get up early. And if you're smart, you start making the getaway ahead of time. Like, during the foreplay, you're talking about, or a little bit, as you're saying, so what's your day like tomorrow? So you're already laying the groundwork for a getaway.
I'm more like you, Chloe. I like to, if it's good, let's like maybe like go get a coffee, or then maybe we'll come back and do it again.
Exactly.
But you don't know if it's worth it. You don't know if it's worth it yet. I'm saying you can always, like, let's say last night, I'll just share a little bit. There was a moment last night, which I had a gentleman caller over, and I'd already started making, I'm a gentleman caller.
That's what he calls them, gentleman callers.
It was a gentleman caller.
And he calls it entertaining.
I was entertaining. Like Doris Day, you know, in my apron. So I was already kind of, as I say, making my getaway. I was already kind of saying, what do you do tomorrow? And this is after, and then after the first time, I was kind of like sitting there and I was like, oh, okay. And then, so I start revving it up again, basically. And he is showing interest and he said, I thought you had something to do a little bit later. You had a big day tomorrow. And I was like, fuck the next day tomorrow. And so sometimes I will go back for double dipping. In general, though, I start making my exit. I'm okay with a little bit of cuddling and talking after, I think.
Yeah.
But it's to me, that's more of a relationship thing. But if I'm going to bang, I want to bang and talk a little bit and send them and on their way. And then watch Seinfeld after.
It's because Chloe and I are both Pisces. We have a Pisces thing. So we
you're Pisces.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a Libra. We can cut that shit off.
Yeah, do you know what? It wasn't until that conversation that I actually now believe in star signs and stuff, because every Pisces I have ever met is just like me, like to a T. And I get on with Cancers really, really, really well. Like Nicole, my best friend's a Cancer. Like most of my friends are Cancer.
Yeah. Wasn't she on the show?
She was on the show.
Yeah, she was on the That was I can be friends with Cancers. I can't date them. All of my ex-boyfriends are Cancers. And it did not work out. So no more Cancers for me. So my partner now is a Capricorn, and it's worked out, or Sagittarius. It's worked out much better.
So. See, I'm not up to date with this though. Like, I'm literally the type of girl that will go out in a bar, start speaking to someone, stick my tongue down their throat, go back to theirs. And then I'm like, later on down the line, I'll find out what their star sign is. But then he's already like left me by then.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't have a choice.
It's tricky.
A Scorpio will dick you down good, girl. I'll say that. Oh yes. Scorpios and Pisces. Woo! It's like fire. But you reminded me, like, so in, because you become famous, I mean, not really on Too Hot to Handle, but really like you fucking blew up on the circle. I think you were second and like you were fan favorite and like just really, which was wonderful. Cause we said on your season of Too Hot to Handle, we're like, she's a star.
And so that's what we said.
We knew that about you then. You could listen, and we're not just saying that to kiss your ass. No. You could listen to the podcast.
Just to make that clear, what we love about you and people we consider stars is there's an authenticity there. And it's not something that you're just performing for the camera. You know how to be yourself without trying too hard. And that is, you can't teach that. So feel grateful that you have that.
Yeah. Because also a lot of beautiful people that are beautiful are so worried about how they're perceived. And I love that you're just so, you're gorgeous. And at the same time, you can tell that's not, you like to look nice, but at the end of the day, that's not the biggest priority for you. It's being your real self, which really shines through. No, we see that. But I'm saying that because you're getting hit on by guys all the time. If you can think of one of the, most women say they hate pickup lines, but has there ever been a pickup line that totally worked on you?
A good panty dropper.
Oh, to be honest with you, I'm just going to like go back a little bit. So I'm telling you now, everyone thinks this. Everyone thinks Chloe's probably getting so many DMs off guys. It's so dry. It's dry as Gandhi's flip-flop. And that is partly the reason why I'm still depressed and unhappy. Like, God, come on. The fuck is going on? Like, I'm sorry. I'm a catch, all right?
Yeah,
agree.
Why not? What's going on? Is there something wrong with me? Is it the accent?
I love your Essex accent.
Maybe they're intimidated.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, I've looked at some of my DMs, and some of them are really weird.
Yeah. Do you find that guys just want to be your friend or your best mate or they just want to fuck you? You're like, no, never.
No, never. I mean, I would class myself as like a lad's girl. So someone that will go out with boys to the pub, and like, even though I'm sober, like I'll still sit there and have banter with everyone. And I've got quite a thick skin when it comes to stuff like that. I'm not like I am a girl's girl, but I'm like a ladette. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's probably why my DMs are so dry, because guys are like, oh God, I don't want to burping and farting around me all the time, because I'm the type of girl, if I need a shit, I'm going to have a shit.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Because everybody queefs. Or as we said, everyone has, if you're a gay man or a woman, everyone, if you're going to do butt sex, you're going to have a cum fart. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen, Chloe.
I've never had that happen, but I'm...
I've heard about it.
Every time someone puts a finger in my bum, I get a bit scared. Even though I like it, I'm like, oh, but what if you get put on you?
Yeah, it's no, you know, it's, you have to, it's, it is something where you have to prepare. It does take dedication to do anal. Like, you have to say, I'm committing to this.
Yeah. And especially if you know someone too, it's just, it, again, if you are dating someone that's quite endowed, you know that, like, it's a whole fruit thing, what you're eating that day, because you just, thankfully, there's a, yeah, there's a lot of Instagram accounts now, and that really do really, that have doctors disseminating good, healthy information. Because when Jake and I were young, we're just like trying to, we're either at like the gay aisle of the Barnes and Noble or in some alley trying to ask some queen, like, how do you not shit on a dick? Because we didn't know, you know? Wait,
do I put like a bottle of water up my ass? Do I put a water bottle up my ass?
Yeah, do I Evie on that shit? We don't know.
I just get a spoon and scoop it.
There you go.
It's like a grapefruit.
Yeah.
That's why we love what you're doing, because you're talking about this. I actually know too. I know you're a total queer deer too. I think you need to be a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race UK. I would love that.
Oh my God, don't even. Please.
I'm putting it out there in the universe for you. Because that's my favorite version of Drag Race is UK Drag Race.
Honestly, I've done a show in the UK called Celebrity Hunted, where I had to go on the run for 2 weeks for Stand Up to Cancer. So it was for a really good cause. All the money that we earned, we donated it to charity. And I'd done the show partnered with the Vivian.
Yes. We love her.
So me and the Vivian, she's actually on tour soon.
Yeah, it's airing on the US, but she's on RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. Right,
yeah,
now.
She's on All Stars, and she's killing it.
She's kind of like an old, she's not old, but I'm saying she's an older style drag queen. So she's got comedy chops. She's a performer. She's got impressions and looks. It's my God, we love her.
We love her. That is, then yes, you tell the Vivian, you be like, hey, these gays are telling me I need to be a judge on. Yes, yes,
RuPaul's Drag Race UK. Yes. We need to speak to the universe. I'm gonna speak to my manager right after and be like, oi.
Yep.
What's
the criteria?
You just have to be a gay icon. You are. Don't worry
and I
about
think
it.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I think why you are a gay icon, because again, there was so much shame associated with sex where we grew up, and for just gay men and gay or queer LGBTQ folk, period. There's so much, especially when you have a lot of religious dogma saying your sex is not in the Bible, and blah, 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 and all this shit. I find you'll have a lot of gay listeners that want to listen to you because it helps release a shame that they have about their own sexual practice and sexual selves.
So you're doing good stuff.
You
trust
are.
Us. Even though you're having fun.
Yeah.
I take more pride in talking about getting bent over.
Yes. Yes.
You should be prideful. When you're sitting there getting banged, that is, you're like, I'm respecting myself right now.
Yes, Chloe, spit roasting is activism. So
it's liberating. Yeah. And do you know what's the saddest thing? I see something the other day, and sometimes I really beat myself up. And I'm sure a lot of us and a lot of people that are listening do as well. And there was this Instagram post that I see, and it was this little girl. She was looking in the mirror, and it was her older self. And her older self was like telling her horrible names, and saying, you're a slag, you're a slut, you're anorexic, you're this, you're that. And then it zooms out, and it's the older girl then looking at her younger self. And she was like, wow, I need to stop speaking to myself like that. And honestly, it just made me think, I am going to do whatever makes me happy, because who am I to tell myself that I'm all these names when actually we're only here for a little while? Do you know what I mean? Let's have some bloody fun.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun.
Love it.
Be safe. Wear a condom.
Wear a condom. I have.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, let's wrap up with just a couple of Britishisms.
What a beautiful thing you did.
Like, tell us, you've been saying, what is a slag? And I'm saying, bring back slag as a term of empowerment. Say I'm a slag. What is a slag?
I am a slag. Slag is like, I don't know, just someone that loves sex.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. They would in the US, we would call it often, we take this word back, but slut. In the US, we often say slut, she's slutty, he's slutty. But a slag is that slag. Kind of derivative. Yeah.
Yeah, but to be honest, in the UK, slag isn't a good word.
It's not.
But it's not, no. It's like, if I was to say to someone, shut up, you slag, they'd be like,
no, it's the same. If we said, shut up, you. Yeah, if we said, Jane, you ignorant slut or something like that, then that is considered a bad term. Yeah. Yeah. What about any other terms that you use for sex in England that we don't?
Like, what do you say? You either say snog is we always think snog, that is kissing. And what about minga? Do you know what minga?
A minga?
Yeah.
A minga, yeah. It's like someone that's, him is a proper minga.
He's a proper minga. Yeah, those were the ones.
what does minga mean?
It's like, tell us.
Minga is like someone that's just really disgusting. It's like, oh, he's such a minga. Like someone that's unhygienic.
Yes.
Oh, gross. So, well let's end on up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's also a word called salt, and I really want to hear you guys say it.
Salt.
Salt.
My favorite word, and if I see a guy and I think he's really good looking, I'm like, oh my god, he's a salt.
He's a salt. That's what I was gonna ask you. What do you say? So how do you S-A-L-T, like salt, but salt?
No, salt. S-O-R-T. But
He's a salt.
He's a
sort. I love it.
So on that note, let's hope we all three can go out there and find a couple of salts. Or
find
maybe
some
three
salts.
Or four.
Find some salts tonight. This was, Chloe, this was so lovely. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with us. Tell us where we can find your podcast. Is it Banging with Chloe? Is that the name, I believe?
Yeah.
Banging with Chloe V on all socials, TikTok and Instagram. And you can also DM us any of your toxic relationship questions if you want any advice. And we will comfort you and advise you on the podcast. And it's out every Tuesday on all platforms.
Love it. Tell us
on the Forever Dogs Eve podcast. On the Forever, I just want to say on the Forever Dogs Eve podcast network.
And where can we find you on Instagram and all the socials?
You can find me on Chloe Veach Official on Instagram, and it's Chloe Veach on TikTok.
Yay! Thank you so much, Chloe. This has been lovely.
This has been the best podcast ever. Oh. I'm not even going to laugh. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
Break it down now.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to leave ya.
Too hot to handle. It's CJ Jazzy Poodle.
The Fresh Princess, we out. Literally, we're out.
We're very gay.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.